Yo, where the hell is everyone? Yo, yo, can you guys hear me? Hello? Dude, where the heck is everyone? I thought this community was strong, bro. All right, listen, you requested. All right, here, you could come. I'm going to add you as speaker. Listen, guys, let's smash the Telegram. Let them know we're here. Let's get everyone on this space. Let's make this the biggest space ever for meme coin. What's up, Bone? You want to speak? What's up? What's up? Can you guys hear me? The Bone, you're speaking. Here, let's get more people in here. 1 second. Man, I thought this community was stronger. Come on, I know we're stronger than that. I see the Telegram. Everyone's typing every 3 seconds. Where the hell is everyone? All right, guys, whatever you do, don't leave. It's a compound effect. Do not leave. Yo, the Bone, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. All right, cool. Let's invite a bunch of people. Let's get it started. Wojak.
Yeah.
Where the hell is everyone? Oh, look, we got a, what's it called? What's that, Goblin? Let's go, guys, invite. Retweet the space. Make sure you share the space. Retweet it. Let's make the Wojak bigger than the Pepe meme coin. And let's take this one to the moon. And we know in order to do that, we need a strong community. So let's go. And I'm not part of this, guys. I am not part of the project whatsoever. I don't own the project. I don't, you know, this is not me. I'm doing this for fun. I'm bullish on communities. I love communities. I think this is fun. And, you know, we saw what happened last bull market with Shiba and Doge and Floki and all that. And now we're seeing happening with Pepe and Wojak. And this could be a new era. So this is very fun to do. We're still very, very early. Market cap is only $15 million. A lot of people are scared. A lot of people are shy. A lot of people are like, oh, why did I buy? This is a scam. This is FUD. This is a rug. Corrections will happen. People need to understand that. Bitcoin is currently dumping. When the market dumps, corrections happen. It's okay. And if this is your first meme coin, I would probably suggest not buying it because you're probably just going to create a lot of FUD, get scared and run away and hate crypto for the rest of your life. So those are my few words. Let's just vibe, enjoy. Make sure you retweet this space, guys. I'm going to put up a tweet. I'm going to pin it to the top. So make sure you go ahead and retweet that in a few seconds. Drop the link in the Telegram. Let them know we're here. And let's get it. Also, if you want to speak, just request and I'll let you speak. Let me put a tweet real quick. Everyone just woke up, huh?
Yeah.
Market cap sitting at 13 million. Things are looking okay. Things are looking good. Guys, this launched less than 24 hours ago. Let's see. Let's drop the link in the Telegram. There's 3,000 people, 657 online, and we can't even crack 100 in here. Come on, guys. Don't leave. Let me pin the tweet real quick. 1 second. Guys, feel free to come and speak if you want to speak. Whoever wants to co-host, raise your hand. We need at least two co-hosts. I think that would be great. Good for the space. Two people, three people to always be speaking, talking, vibing, talk about the project, talk about your crypto experiences. That'd be cool too. Share space. Okay. All right, guys, I pinned the tweet to the top. Let's see if I could edit it. 1 second. 1 second. I'm going to edit it. Don't do anything just yet. All right, guys, tweet is pinned. Let's rock and roll. Let's speak. 35 people were supposed to be in here, and we only got 9. Let's speak to the Telegram.
I don't know. I saw they caught a glimpse of it from the...
So the way Twitter space work essentially is that when one person joins the Twitter space, right, people can see, your followers will be able to see that you're in that Twitter space and they could essentially join that. So assuming right here we have a combination of 100,000 followers, 100,000 people can see on the top of Twitter on the app that you are part of Twitter space. Now they're seeing Pepe, they're seeing Wojak exploding. This is only a matter of time before we're seeing another leg up to the upside. And we need the community to be involved. We need to have more speakers up here. We need to have more talkers. We need to have more hype. And we need to have more people. I mean, there's literally no one in here. I've ran spaces before, NFT projects with like thousands of people. So let's get a bunch of people in here. Maybe. What is your time zone, by the way, the bone?
East Coast.
East US. Coast, huh? It's like, it's 10 in the morning, 10:40.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just woke up.
Yeah, and I feel that. That makes sense. Pacific is 7:40 in the morning, 6:40 in the morning, 7:40 in the morning, LA time. 6:40. People are still sleeping. People are still. Where are you guys from? Where's everyone from here? Anik, where are you from? Let's see. What is that flag? Is that what flag is that? I can't really see. It's not Poland. I know it's not Poland because there's a star on the top left. Oh, we got a Pepe land. What's up, buddy? I'm just going to invite all you guys to speak because we need more speakers up here. All right, well, in the meantime, I'm just going to play some music. Seems like everyone's just getting ready, tired, no energy. No one wants to vibe. Where's Ninja? Who's Ninja?
That's me, the bone.
Oh, you're Ninja?
Yeah.
All right, cool. By the way, guys, the Huobi trading opened 14 minutes ago, for those of you guys who want to know. Huobi listing opened 14 minutes ago. It was at 2:30 GMT. GMT time. For those who are interested in trading Huobi and depositing money and trading through that platform, Huobi is a top 10 exchange. It used to be a top 3, actually. It's owned by Justin Sun, so it's a pretty, pretty big exchange, I would say. Yeah, we got Huobi Exchange. That's on right now. Rumors, KuCoin is next. We got MEXC on already. We got BitGet. For those of you guys who don't know, BitGet is actually a top five derivative exchange with over $8 billion in volume. So that's pretty high. MEXC is also pretty high in volume, pretty up there. And they also, MEXC just announced that you could trade, essentially futures using Wojak. So that's pretty, pretty big as well. We usually don't see that early in altcoins, especially with a $15 million markup. So that's pretty, pretty big. People could start longing and whatnot. So that's big. We got BitGet, MEXC. We also got Poloniex. So Poloniex used to be also a top 10 exchange back in the day. I mean, it's still a top 15, so that's pretty, pretty good. And it's only been 28 hours, guys. I mean, listen, retweet this space. It's only been 28 hours. We're still new. A lot of people still don't know Wojak. It's still a very, very new meme coin. What were you saying? Yeah, so it's still a very new meme coin, guys. And, I mean, you don't see this, it's not usual for, crypto exchanges to list a project 24 hours after they launch. You know, it's very, very unusual. We don't only have one. We have three exchanges, BitGet, MEXC, and I'm actually in contact with another exchange that I have connections to. I'm not going to say which one yet. It's a top 15. It's not a top 10, but it's out there. Centralized exchange, they're interested. So that could also add to the books as well. That could be pretty, pretty big. I'm not saying it's going to get listed on Binance right now today, but it could get up there. And we know exchanges, all they care about at the end of the day is volume, right? Volume, volume, volume. So if we see the volume pumping and, it's still up there and people are still trading, that's all exchanges will care about, volume and volume. And we see what Pepe is doing and we see what Wojak's doing. Volume is up a lot. $60 million, guys. $60 million in 2 hours. That's a lot of money. So we're seeing the volume is up. It's good. Like I said, corrections will happen. If this is your first meme coin, I just hope you didn't invest all your money because it's going to be a roller coaster. I'll tell you that. But guys, don't invest money that you can't afford to lose. That's just going to hurt you in the long run. And you're just going to paper hand. You're going to get upset once we fly back up. And it's going to be annoying. So, yeah. We saw Pepe getting listed in Gate.io, I believe. So, I think Gate.io could be another exchange. So, that would be pretty, pretty big. And I'm hearing Bybit could be another one. But, of course, we would need to see more volume from Wojak. And that's about it. Overall, on my side, I'm not part of this project, guys. Once again, I'm doing this for fun. I'm not leading this project. I literally got in like yesterday, something like that. Less than 18 hours ago, I got into this project. You have people who already made 100x. So, no, that's not me. I'm not the owner. And, of course, it's not financial advice. Always do your own research and due diligence. If you guys want to come up and speak, say something, talk. Come up, feel free. Don't be shy. We got 20 people in here. Sure. Look at that. I thought I was speaking to three people. So make sure you retweet this space. Retweet this space, guys. HUOB, BitGet, MEXC, Poloniex. Those are three exchanges so far in less than 30 hours. Early investors will take profit. So for those of you guys who are scared, it's dumping, it's crashing, this is FUD, this is a rug pull. Early investors will take profit. So people who did 100x or 150x will take profit. So, it happens. It's okay. You guys need to relax. This thing launched 30 hours ago. It's up 30,000%. This thing is literally exploded. So, you guys want to share something, speak, talk, feel free to come up. Don't leave me hanging. Let's retweet this space. Let's let people know we're here. Pepe hasn't done any freaking they don't do spaces. We're the first to do spaces, and obviously it takes a lot of energy, it takes a lot of time, and it takes a lot of effort to do spaces, but they haven't done spaces yet. And if we are on this space, spreading the message, enjoying talking, and vibing together, other investors are gonna come and they're gonna be like, yo, this community is lit, and this is what we need. We need other people to see how lit Wojak is. And yeah, we could definitely compete with Pepe at the end of the day. We could. They're not that far away. Their market cap is 110 million, 115, ours is 15, and they launched 4 or 5 days ago. We launched 28 hours ago. So, things are looking good. Volume 60 million. Things are looking pretty decent. A lot of room to grow. I'll tell you that. And HUOB trading opened 20 minutes ago, guys. For those of you guys who don't know, we know what happened yesterday when Pepe HUOB got traded and started listing and traded. The trading started opening. We know how big that was. The volume skyrocketed. $4 million. So things are looking pretty decent right now. Guys, make sure you drop the link in the Telegram. Y'all want to get rich? Retweet it. Retweet. Spread the news. I mean, this is the least people can do. It's free. People always trying to get rich by doing nothing, or trying to get rich overnight by doing nothing. People expect to be millionaires in 2 minutes. In 2 hours, that's not going to happen. That's not how it works. You need to put a little bit of effort if you want to essentially build wealth. It doesn't matter if it's building the community. It doesn't matter if it's building hype. It doesn't matter if it's, educating others about community, about meme coins. I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, is this a shit coin? Probably. Is it bad? No. Dogecoin's a shit coin. Floki and is a shit coin. I'm still invested in all these coins. So, I mean, it's a meme coin, guys. This is meme season. We know that. Meme season. So, spread the word. Share the tweet. Let's get it running. I can't be here speaking forever, so I'm going to need a few people to come up and speak. It seems like on the group, though, on Telegram, there's a lot of fight happening, and people are angry because the price is down. So, everyone's fighting against one another because some people are calling this... that it's a rug pull. Some people are calling this a scam. Guys, corrections happen. It's okay. Corrections will happen. So don't start spreading FUD and BS and whatnot. So here, we got a few speakers finally. Let's go. What's up? Feel free to speak, guys. I mean, if you're not speaking, just mute yourself, but feel free to speak overall. I know two people requested to speak. Feel free, honestly. Let's go.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey.
Man, I'm excited for this meme.
Is it possible to get the dev in?
Sorry, I think crypto. One second. What were you saying?
Hello.
Is it possible to get the dev in? Wojak.
Yo. A lot of background noise. And, what's your name? Coastal. You got a lot of background noise. And one second, Crypto Lord. One second, you're gonna go in just a second. But basically, I don't know if it's possible to get the developers in here. But if you go on DexTool and you could see that they can't change the sales tax. They can't change anything. I'm not part of this project whatsoever. So I have literally no connections to the developers. They don't know me. I never spoke to them. So is it possible? I mean, maybe if they come and essentially, join and they see in the group. But I truly don't know if they're going to do it. I mean, they can. I don't know if they're busy. Maybe they're not. But it's not a honeypot. Buy tax 0%. Sell tax is 0%. It's not mintable. So it's pretty good. I mean, I don't know if you guys see on DexTool. It seems to be a pretty clean contract. You can modify the tax, the max sale ratio. You can do that. Buy availability, you can. External call risk, no. So hidden owner, no. Things are looking pretty good. I mean, personal tax month viable, you can do that as well. So it can be a rug pull. It seems to be like a clean contract from the research I've done. And owner percent is 0%, by the way, and owner balance is 0% as well, and they have locked liquidity for 76 years. So yeah,
the distribution's good too. So
yeah, the holders are growing. But Crypto Lord, you wanted to speak, feel free to come up and speak. Sorry about that.
Oh no, man, I'm just excited for meme season, I think, we obviously saw Wojak come up with the most amount of holders in the shortest period of time being on ETH. It's one of those things, right? Like, it's good to be a part of the movement than be on the sidelines. But obviously, guys, take profits with the pumps. So that's key.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. At the end of the day, everyone who's in here is still early, right? And just whatever I'm telling you right now, don't be greedy. You know, I'm not saying to sell everything at one point or not sell anything at one point. Just don't be greedy. Sell a little bit and, you know, do it at your own risk also. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, guys, invest money you could afford to lose. Ride the wave. Have fun. Enjoy. This is meme season. You know, I think one of the big reasons why we saw big corrections right now is probably because Bitcoin dumped. So a huge whale sold $2.1 billion on futures, actually closed the position and sold and pretty much liquidated a bunch of longs. So, you know, that pretty much made the whole market to tumble. I mean, we saw everything crash like 10, 20% and then swing right back up. So that's what's happening right now at the very moment. So, and we know, guys, Bitcoin's king at the end. If Bitcoin dumps, you know, usually most of the altcoins, like 99.9% of altcoins will dump. Now, in this case, it's a little bit different because Wojak is a very new coin. So, you know, it's a meme coin at the end of the day. Meme coins really doesn't care what Bitcoin does. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next few hours, in my opinion. Look at that. Holders are nearing 7,000 holders, guys. Wojak is nearing 7,000 holders. 42,000 total transfers. That's pretty darn good. I mean, not even here 30 hours, 40 hours, not even here 2 days, and you know, 7,000 holders already. That's pretty good, guys. Make sure you retweet this space. So if you click on the space, you could go ahead and you know, there's a pinned tweet on top. Make sure you retweet that. Make sure you retweet that. We just got a 0.5 ETH buy, small buys, cute buys, but retweet this space, like the space, let them know we're here. Drop the space in the group in the Telegram. There's like 3,000 people in the Telegram. I think when I joined the Telegram, there was like 1,500 maybe, and now there's almost 3,000. So, you know, I don't know if it's bots or not or people with multiple Telegrams, but we've added, you know, 100% pretty much. We've increased 100% essentially. So, and someone just wrote right now on Telegram, we need some marketing. No, we don't need some marketing, actually. Organic growth is probably the best thing you can do. Organic growth is the best, guys. You don't need marketing. If everyone retweets a tweet and essentially, you know, tweet $Wojak and, you know, keep it trending, this is what you want. You don't want marketing. Marketing is actually bad. It's not growth. It's not organic. It's just not good. It's going to end up dumping. I mean, It's not good. But yeah, I mean, guys, retweet it. Whoever wants to come up and speak, feel free. Like I said, we got a few exchanges already listed. We got MEXC, we got BitGet, Poloniex, UOB. So pretty big exchanges right there, in my opinion. These are not like crappy exchanges, by the way, guys. These are like, I trade on BitGet. I have a partnership with BitGet and MEXC. I literally actively trade on these two exchanges. And they're great exchanges with very, very good liquidity. And for those of you guys who are, you know, complaining about the gas fees, oh, I don't want to buy on Uniswap because the gas fees is tit through the roof. You could buy on a centralized exchange. You could buy on MEXC. You could buy on UOB. Maybe if you're in the US, you can buy on UOB, but you could buy on MEXC. You could use a VPN. You could buy on Poloniex. There's a lot of great exchanges out there that, you know, you could buy with. And, I mean, that's about it overall.
It's look, you also got to think about the catalysts, you know. Obviously, they need to come out with the website. That's going to come soon. They have a roadmap planned as well. But what I think is, right, which is really crucial here, is like the beamability of these tokens. I don't think we've reached Reddit yet either. So once all of this happens, it's just a train. So we got to be patient, but we also got to be able to be a little bit level-headed when it comes to this. Because like you said, it's all about what Bitcoin and Ethereum do as well in the end.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's definitely going to be like mostly about what Bitcoin and Ethereum does. But you know, people see Ethereum dump, they start panicking. They don't want to get in any sort of coins in Uniswap, and it just creates a domino effect, essentially. But once this thing pops back up, I mean, Wojak is gonna, you know, it's gonna pop back up. So things are looking pretty good right now. We got some heavy buyers right now coming in. Things are looking good. I mean, like I said, guys, if you're playing with small money, maybe $100, $200, I probably wouldn't buy on Uniswap. I would probably buy on like an exchange like MEXC, centralized exchange. But right now, you know, on the chart, from what I see, we're making higher lows. So higher highs, higher lows, and you know, that's a healthy uptrend. That's really what we want to see in any type of chart. We're not seeing any lower highs, lower lows type of thing yet. So that's pretty good so far. Guys, make sure you retweet this space. Retweet it. Let's get some people in here. I mean, I think we could get way more than 20, 22 people on this space, in my opinion. I mean, we could reach like 500. I'm not even kidding. We could definitely reach 500 people. It's a matter of time. Once we reach 500 people, you know, a bunch of people retweet, it's going to create a domino effect. People are going to know what Wojak is, who we are, you know, what the project is. Memecoin 2.0, Pepe 2.0, Dogecoin. Guys, it's meme season. I mean, let's go. Let's go. Don't be shy to speak. I'm going to invite some speakers. Let's see. I'm inviting some speakers. Feel free to come up and speak. Don't be shy. I mean, I can't do this for however long I'm going to be here for. Who wants to co-host? Raise your hand if you want to co-host. We need like two co-hosts at least. Anyone? No? So I'm just going to host this by myself. Any newcomers in here? No newcomers. All right. Just the OG so far. 16 people. A lot of people came down, but that's okay. 9 retweets so far on the tweet. Let's see what's going on with I don't like looking at price too much, but I guess we can look at a TA real quick. Let's see. Even though I don't think TAs work on meme coins, in my opinion, but that's only my opinion. Let's see. Yeah, it's nothing to see, guys. I mean, this thing is still very, very new. It's very fresh. Just came out. I guess you could call that we're in a bull flag, but I don't know. I mean, once we break that trend line, I think we could essentially pop to the upside. So the trend is essentially 22. That's a downward trend, okay? If we break 22, we could really pop to the upside. Yeah, it seems like we're... I don't know if this works, guys. I'm telling you right now. I don't know if technical analysis works on you know, on meme coins, but especially on a $15 million market cap meme coin. But currently in a downtrend right now, the very moment since we had that blow off top right here a few hours ago at about 9 a.m. GMT time, UK time. And yeah, if you guys go on Dextool, by the way, you guys can and you hit that star on Dextool, that could actually bring Wojak to the trending, to the top 10 trending. So make sure you guys do that. Seems like Bitcoin's rebounding right now. Wojak is rebounding. Things are looking pretty solid. Where the hell is everyone? Let's go. Things looking good. Things looking good, guys. We got some buys. If you guys don't want to buy on Uniswap, make sure you buy on, I mean, you could buy on MEXC. You could buy on Poloniex, UOB. Life chart right now, attempting to break out off the 21 region at the very moment. Volume is sitting at $35 million. Things are looking pretty good, guys. I think we're nearing. It says right here on Dextool we're 7,200 holders. I believe that's not. Yeah, it's not because people sold, obviously. But we're sitting at 7,006 holders, guys. So we actually just broke 7,000 holders in about 30 hours. So that's pretty big. We have a transaction happening every like 20, even less. Every 10 seconds, we have a transaction happening. So things are looking pretty solid right now. Let's see. Let's go, guys. Retweet this space. Drop it in the Telegram. When we pump, everyone's hyped. But when we're consolidating, correcting, no one's hyped anymore. People start to fear. They start to get scared. I'm telling you right now, once we break this resistance, everyone's going to start spamming the Telegram. And that's when they're going to come to this Twitter space. But we need to break that resistance first, because it's not going to happen. But right now, everyone's scared. Everyone's in their little bubble. They don't want to be part of anything. They're waiting for the perfect time to go up. They're scared. They're traumatized. I don't know. Like, I know a lot of people are scared on Telegram. They're FUDing. They said they're selling their tokens. Like guys, you're like, you could sell all you want, you know. Like, if you're scared, or you're crying, or you're scared you're gonna lose your money, then you're clearly playing with too much money, you know. Like, doesn't matter if it's $1,500 or $100. Like, you know, risk what you could afford to lose. It doesn't matter if it's $10K or $100K or $100. You know, don't because this is how you create panic, essentially. When you invest too much money and then you start seeing it come down, then it creates a domino effect of everyone selling. So it's actually better for everyone to invest little money than for you to be greedy, buy a lot, and then essentially, you know, pretty much once it goes down, you essentially sell because you're... But guys, I mean, overall, it's looking pretty great. The contract is healthy. It's not a honeypot. It's not a rug pull. Holders are healthy. Volume is healthy. Price is healthy. One second. But if you guys want to speak, make sure you come up. Feel free to speak. I mean, don't be shy. Let's go. Retweet the space. Drop it in the Telegram. I mean, that's like the least you guys can do. I'm not the owner, by the way. I just want to clarify that. I'm not the owner of this project. I don't own this project. I'm not the developer of this project. I'm not the marketer of this project. I'm just a YouTuber. I like communities. I'm bullish on communities. I think it's fun. I think communities are fun, and that's about it. So we got a new newcomer right here. We got Crypto Maya, Jonah Carby, Dabu. We got Moon, Ethan. I mean, guys, come up and speak. I'm going to invite some of you guys to come up and speak. I mean, don't be shy. I'm like running this show by myself. So if you guys want to come speak, Wojak gang. I mean, we saw Pepe exploding. I mean, the least you can do is come up, participate, speak, retweet, like, drop it on the Telegram. I mean, it's free. You don't even have to put your own money. I mean, you invested, right? You guys invested your money. I mean, the least you can do is spread the news, right? Or spread the, you know, that's what the Pepe community did. They dropped memes. They tweeted $Pepe. They, you know, this is pretty much what they did. I mean, like... This is literally what else can you do? I mean, I'm doing this not for the Wojak, you know, developers. I'm doing it for us, for the community, for, you know, I mean, like I said, guys, I'm not part of the team whatsoever. You guys can click on my YouTube channel, click on my profile. I run a YouTube channel, you know, like I'm only invested, you know, heavily in a few coins, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, Veracity. So, you know, that's about it. You know, I'm not, like I said, I have some money in Pepe. I think it could, you know, 20x in the short term. Let's see, requested. Yeah, let me approve you real quick. All right, I have approved you. Feel free to speak. Make sure you retweet. Make sure you drop it on Telegram. We're growing slowly. 7,000 holders, guys. I mean, think about it. There's 7,000 holders, and there's only like 20 people on here. Come on, we could have more people on here, right? Let's go. Watch, the second we break 21.5, you're gonna see a lot of people are gonna start joining. That's just how it is. People FUD back into their investments. That's you know, that's always how it is. People get scared. They get scared of corrections, and then they're like, "Oh shit, it's going back up." And then they start buying back into their own investment, and then they start essentially, you know, buying and chasing the FOMO, chasing the hype, instead of, you know, buying the dip and waiting. Like, I just bought more. I bought more like 10 minutes ago. I bought more when it was at 17. Now it's at 20. I think my average right now is sitting at like 15 or something. So like, this is dollar costing average. I mean, this, you know, you don't have to put thousands. You could put $100, $200. I mean, it's up to you. I mean, you do what you want. Not financial advice, of course, right? But yeah, I'm up 27%, guys. I mean, this thing is moving fast. It's moving fast, and you're going to miss the train. Look, we're already at 21.26. Once we break this downward trend, close the 30-minute time frame above that downward trend line, we're probably going to fly to 40. And that's a pump, guys. 40 is 100% from here, so it's not far. It's literally not far. We saw it happening in like 10 seconds earlier, so I just want to clear that out. 21.38, bull flag. Hey, Crypto Mai, you want to come up and speak? Yeah, I see you requested to speak, so you could come up and speak. Let's go, Crypto Maya. Ethan, I saw you requested to speak, but you haven't spoken yet. We got Web3 Eric, NFT Ka. Who else? We got some newcomers in here. Feel free to come up and speak, people. Don't be shy. Oh, Crypto Maya accepted. All right. What's up, Crypto Maya? How are you?
What's up?
Why are you laughing?
I just jaywalked. I was scared a little bit.
Oh, my God. Going to work, huh? Yeah, rushing for work.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Guys, be careful.
Trying to get that money to invest more.
Wow, you see that, guys? I mean, she's trying to invest more. That's crazy. All right, yeah. I mean, that's the way to do it. Look at that, buying the dip. That's, you know, that's I mean, that's pretty cool. Why not?
You gotta do it.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Anyone else want to co-host? What is it?
Where is everyone?
Everyone is.
I want to hear from other people. Like, I want to know what's going on.
You hear that, guys? I mean, look, a chick came in here and is speaking, and most men behind a screen can't come up and speak. Are you guys serious? Come on, guys. Come. Come up, speak, say something. She said, where is everyone? Make sure you retweet it. Retweet that that tweet on top. But yeah, where the hell is everyone? Why is no one speaking? Like, we're supposed to have at least 10 speakers and like 300 listeners. All right, everyone who is verified better speak, okay? So we got Web3, Eric, I'm inviting you to speak. We got Real Estate Jake, I'm inviting you to speak. Feel free to come up, accept, speak, say a few words about Wojak. How about this? How about this, guys? I want everyone to go one by one and you tell me how you found this project. How about that? So, Crypto Maya, let's start with you. How did you find the project? Was it Discord? Was it the internet? Was it Twitter? How did you find it?
How did I find VRA?
How did you find Wojak?
Through Twitter.
Through Twitter, okay, of course. I mean,
you canvass anything through Twitter. All the trends, all points, any sort of project. It's hilarious. Everyone's like tweeting everything, so it's not hard to find.
All right, that's fair. That's actually very true. I'm assuming 90% of the people found it through Twitter. I mean, I found it through Twitter too, but someone just honestly sent me the link on the Telegram link, and they're like, "Yo, check this out. It's popping the community." And then I saw the Twitter, so, and then I saw what Pepe was pumping, and then yeah, I mean, everything was just exploding. So yeah, that's that. I mean, yeah. Twitter. What about you, Web3 Eric? All right, how about this? If you are invested, or if you are a holder of Wojak, give me a heart emoji like that. That's the least, I mean, you guys can do is give me a heart emoji if you guys are invested. I feel like you guys can't even hear me, man. Okay, we got one person that's invested. Okay, we only got one. We only got one true buyer. Well, I don't know if you guys can do. Okay, two hearts. Okay, that's it. So two holders. Okay. Three holders. All right. Three holders. So I'm assuming not a lot of holders here. Look at this. We're breaking out right now. You see that? We are currently breaking out. We need to close above this trend line in the next 14 minutes in order for us to have an explosion. Look at that. The market cap just increased from 12 million to 60 million in literally 5 minutes. You guys don't believe me when I say we are pumping right now. Let's go. Hello, Sophie, how are you? Nope, everyone requests to speak, but no one wants to speak, huh? I see how it is.
Guys, let's go.
I see how it is.
Hi, everyone, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
Wait, I'll catch up on you. Wait a minute.
What's your name? Sophie?
Huh? Sofiane.
Okay. Yeah. Where are you tuning in from?
What?
Where are you tuning in from?
Pakistan.
Pakistan. Very nice. How did you find the project?
Yes.
What is it?
What?
I was just like, you know, scrolling on the space and I found your space interesting. So I just joined it.
Oh, okay. I see. Two rule. What's up?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear.
Okay, my bad. I'm not trying to be too loud since I'm on a train. But, go ahead, Sophia.
One person at a time. Go speak. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say the movement, the Wojak movement is massive. Like, thank you guys. I do appreciate the space. We need to get the word out. I've been in since the beginning, and it's sending, bro. It's sending. The Telegram is just amazing. You guys should check it out if you haven't. The link is on the link tree. I do know one or two of the team. I mean, it is an amazing project with great people behind it. The community is awesome, too. Yeah, it's pretty much
it. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you, honestly. The movement of Wojak is going to be I think it's going to do what Pepe did, in my honest opinion. Not financial advice. But we're seeing a breakout happening right now, guys. Just letting you guys know from the downward trend. We're seeing a breakout happening as I am speaking right now. So if you haven't yet, make sure you essentially retweet this space, drop it in the Telegram group, let everyone know we're here, you know, and let's spread it out, spread the word. Let's have fun. Let's vibe together. Let's enjoy. Why not? Let's go. What's up, Crypto Lord? Let's go, guys. We need to break that 21 people resistance right here. I mean, it seems like we can get more than 21, 22 people on this space. How we just broke that 21 resistance right here, right now, currently at 24. Let's go. Let's break it. Invite your friends. Retweet the space. Like the space. Like the space if you haven't. Retweet it.
Hey.
What's up? What's up?
Yeah, so I was just looking into the numbers. Obviously, you know, if we want to do a comparison of holders to market cap ratio, Wojak is like extremely undervalued if it has the same level of growth compared to Pepe. We're currently only sitting at, you know, 16.6 million, and we almost have half the holders that Pepe has. So you can see the discrepancy there. So the numbers will add up as long as there's some strong momentum. So yeah, we need to break out of this previous high, and we'll be guns blazing from there.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Pepe has 24,000 holders. But yeah, I agree. I do agree with that. Once we break out of that resistance, guys, we're most likely going to fly, and you're probably going to FOMO, unfortunately. I hope you don't, but yeah. Who wants to co-host?
Also, if you look at the trend of like how long it took for Pepe to reach its market cap versus Wojak, yeah, it was a few days for Pepe, you know, and Wojak is fairly young per se. Like it just launched yesterday. So yeah, you really are getting into an early meme token, you know, and you need to come with the mindset that, yeah, it's going to be a roller coaster. So buy and turn the screens off pretty much, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. 100%. I mean, guys, I don't know if people know this, but Pepe like corrected 50%, even more, like multiple times. It corrected 50% like twice a day before going, you know, for the past 4 days, it corrected 50%, even more, 70. We saw multiple 70% corrections on Pepe before essentially exploding. So yeah, it's going to be a roller coaster. It's a very ultra low cap coin, and you're going to see these 50% swing and 50% pump. I mean, the lower the market cap is, for those of you guys who are maybe new to crypto or don't understand market cap is essentially the circling supply times the price. But pretty much the lower an asset is, right, in market cap, the, you know, easier it's going to be for it to fluctuate up and down, right? I mean, we could see, you know, Wojak really explode to the moon in a day. Like, we could see 500%. You know, it's not easy. I mean, look at that. The market cap a few minutes ago was 12 million. Now it's 16 million. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, if you have a higher market cap coin like Dogecoin, you know, it's in the billions, like $8 billion, it's obviously going to be harder because you need more money to move that. So I'm pretty sure that's, you know, that's pretty basic for most of you guys that are in here. I mean, I'm assuming that most of you guys who are in here have been in crypto for quite some time. But yeah, I mean, that's what's happening right now, currently breaking resistance. And yeah, like Crypto Lore said, once we break that, you know, that high right here, we're probably going to make a new high, and it's going to be like a higher high, higher low type of thing. And, you know, it's just going to be, we're still in an uptrend. Let's just say that, guys, the trend is your friend until it bends, and we're still in an uptrend. That's all I can say. That's literally all I can say. And things are looking pretty, pretty good, pretty solid. If you haven't yet, make sure you retweet the space. Drop the space in the Telegram. Let me do that right now.
Look, and you know, if you also think about the names that are backing Wojak currently, it's pretty interesting. Like, if Beeple was actually tweeting about Wojak when it first launched, you know, you have a catalyst there. So, you know, like, you can actually even probably look forward to it, you know, like, if it really does become a trending meme on Twitter, maybe Elon might tweet it, you know, and then you know what's happened with, like, you know, similar to Doge or SHIB, you know, it's like a cannonball that just, you know, once it catches momentum, it's too fast, and that's when people start FOMOing in. Yeah, it's pretty interesting, you know, and especially, you know, when we see Bitcoin going to new highs over the last few months, you can see that there is a lot of money that's still sidelined. I think you've got to be patient here, guys.
Yeah, most people, I mean, this is the problem in this space that, you know, a lot of people have, is that they don't have patience. They think that if they put $500 overnight, they're going to become millionaires. Like, no, that's not how it works. You need to be patient. You need to have some time. And, you know, I've seen addresses, like, I'm not even kidding, they bought, like, at the peak, and they literally sold at the correction. Like, they bought at what it was. I think we peaked at, like, 30. There was a slippage all the way to, like, 40, something like that. But I think they bought at, like, 31, something like that. And they sold at 16. Like, why are you doing this to yourself? You know what I'm saying? Like, guys, like, we're, like, yeah, it was an aggressive dump. But, like, you know, like, if you lost 50% already, you might as well, you know what I'm saying, ride the wave. And it's unfortunate because this is when people go ahead and start calling it a scam, a rug pull, just because it's a correction. But in reality, Bitcoin has corrections like that too, and it's the number one biggest asset. The S&P has corrections like that. You know, all gold has, maybe not gold, but you know, a lot of cryptocurrencies have, you know, corrections like that, and it's okay. But it seems like we're breaking out right now at the very moment. Things are looking pretty juicy. What do you guys think?
Definitely. I think as well, you know, like, I really like to look into the research behind the contract, like you said at the start of this, whether the contract's legit or like how the dev funded the contract in the beginning. If you're on DexTools, guys, like if you search up the token, you can actually see on the left-hand side, there's a Dex score, which is pretty much gives a rating on the contract, and it's currently at 99.499. So it's 100%. That's very bullish, guys. That's my personal opinion, obviously. But it's just, you know, it's all just about community engagement from here. So the more people that are aware of this, the better.
Yeah, meme coins at the end, guys, it's all community engagement. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not doing this space to pump my bags or anything like that. You know, like at the end of the day, I want everyone to get wealthy. I want everyone to get rich. I want everyone, you know what I'm saying? And they're fun to do also. I mean, community, we saw what Doge did, you know, we saw what Pepe did. I want to be part of a project like that. So I think it's fun. I think it's cool. I think it could bring the bull market back, believe it or not. Yeah, believe it or not, it could. So,
Hello?
Hello? Hey. Can you hear us? Hello? No.
People are shy.
Yeah, a lot of people are shy.
Hello?
Yeah.
Any news about white paper? Hello?
Yeah, a lot of
people. Nah, it's not out yet, mate. It's not out yet.
What's not out?
There any plan for a white paper?
The NFT?
No, I mean the...
It's a meme token, bro. There's no white paper yet.
No, bro. What white paper, man? Like, we're not... No, dude, this is a meme token, bro. It's, you know, this is just for shit and giggles. It's for fun. It's a community thing. It's not, you know... It's literally, like... I mean, like, I don't know if you guys know, but Dogecoin has no fucking value. Like, excuse my French, but why did Dogecoin... You know, Dogecoin was literally a meme, and... Someone, you know, Satoshi made Bitcoin and he was literally like, and someone was like, all right, let's make Dogecoin. Let's just make this thing and make it turn into a coin. So, like, there's no white paper. I mean, guys, it's not like, this is not something legit. It's a community thing at the end of the day. You know, it's like Shiba, it's like Akita, it's like Satima, what else? Floki Inu. Shiba Inu, Dogecoin, what else is there? Like, there's so many, like, memes. Pepe, like, this is just one of that. And if you missed all of that, so hop on the train with that one. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, what makes this pump at the end of the day, it's not really people coming in and buying $1 million worth. It's not a whale. It's really growing the community and, you know, spreading those words out. And you know, Pepe has a pretty strong community, I'm not gonna lie. You know, they retweet, I don't think they do spaces, but they retweet, they drop a lot of memes, they have fun, and we can do that too. So let's do it, let's have fun, let's enjoy. I think we just had a 5 Ethereum buy just now. It's pretty big, it's pretty cool. So yeah. So let's go. Currently breaking out, guys. I mean, we need to close. Okay, we just closed a 30-minute candle. We just closed a 30-minute candle above resistance. So we should see a massive breakout actually coming very, very soon. And that's when everyone's going to come on this chat and essentially join us. Yeah, we should see a big breakout, in my opinion. By the way, guys, if you don't want to buy on Uniswap, you could use MEXC, you could use Huobi, you could use Poloniex, and you could use BitGet. They're all live trading right now at the very moment. So if you don't want to pay fees, fees tend to get very high around this time. If you don't want to spend money on fees, make sure you essentially use these centralized exchanges. And they're good too. I use them. I bought on Uniswap and I bought on MEXC. So make sure you guys do that.
Have you had experience with other meme coins before, mate?
Yeah, I actually did. I've had, I don't know if you remember, but I flipped $1,000 into like $40,000 with MicroPets, but I never sold, unfortunately. I was a little bit too greedy. So, have you heard of MicroPets before? It happened in the last bull market, essentially. It happened like 2 years ago. But yeah, like it was like a play to earn game with like, you know, Floki and Dogecoin and Shiba and all of that. So,
well, that's right. You know, like it's literally a theme. Like if you think about the last theme that really pumped well, which was AI. So market just pretty much rotate money between all these types of speculative themes or like where the development's happening most. But you know, like in the end, that's what the funny thing is. You know, coins with legit white papers and like millions of dollars in development can never achieve this level of success on a 24-hour basis in terms of volume and holder growth. But a community which is like, you know, around something or like an idea, it's so much more relatable because it's, you don't have to explain anything. That's why the idea is so brilliant, you know? Keep it simple.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We saw the rotation of AI. We saw the rotation of meme coins like 2-3 years ago. Like, there's always something exploding. We saw the DeFi. There's literally always something. So right now we're seeing the meme coins exploding again. We saw Dogecoin exploding a couple weeks ago, actually. Shiba, not so much. We saw Pepe. We're seeing Wojak now, up 30% in like 30 hours. 30,000%, sorry. So yeah, pretty solid. Pretty solid, I'd say. Guys, come up and speak. Feel free to come up and speak. Don't be shy. Everything's okay. Feel free to come up. Feel free to speak. Retweet the space. Drop it in the Telegram group. Let's vibe. Let's enjoy. Don't make me end this space. No, no one from the team is on the space, whoever is asking. Whoever is asking, no one on the team is on the space right now. I mean, maybe they are. Maybe they're hidden behind a profile. I don't know. I really don't know anyone from the team. I don't know the developers. I've never spoken to them privately. Like, I know a lot of people think that, you know, I'm part of this. Someone asked, am I one of the team members? No, I'm not. Bitmart is listing Wojak. I don't know if this is true or not, but it seems like we have another exchange happening at the very moment. I don't know if it's true, but it seems like that's the rumor at the very moment. Let me confirmed. Okay, let's see Bitmart. I mean, Bitmart is not the biggest exchange, guys. Let's you know, I don't want to hype too much, but
we need someone like KuCoin, man. If we get KuCoin,
I mean, KuCoin also has like a very low cap coin. I think we need to grow the community more, because at the end of the day, you could grow the community only with and have only a Uniswap exchange. But yeah, I agree. KuCoin would definitely create some hype. I do agree with that. But
yeah, it's a household name.
Yeah. But it's crazy that they're getting listed on these exchange. Like, BitGet is a pretty big exchange. Don't get me wrong. It's a huge exchange. Like, it's making its way to its, like, you know, top three exchange. In derivatives, I'm talking about. Of course, there's Binance and Bybit ahead. But Bitmart and BingX listed Wojak. Is that true? I don't know if that's true. I mean, I have connections to BingX. I don't know if it's true. I don't see anything. Oh, yeah. Okay, I just got the confirmation.
Yeah, it looks like it's on five right now. Five exchanges.
Okay, they listed the token. They have already listed the token. Yes. So I actually spoke to BingX earlier today. And they just listed the token about 2 hours ago. And BingX is actually a pretty good exchange. I mean, I'm actually doing marketing for them. You guys can go to my, if you guys go to my Twitter page, you could see that BingX is one of my affiliate for them. So BingX is pretty good. Yes, so that's pretty good. Yes. Wow, guys, that's big. So look at that. We got BingX right now. We got UOB. We got BitGet. I mean, yeah, it's not KuCoin. It's not. These are not top five exchanges, but we got Bitmart now. Okay, Bitmart's also not the best exchange. I think BingX is better. But guys, it's getting out there. I mean, there's a lot of exposure happening, and it's, you know, it's pretty solid. That's pretty solid. Let's go. Let's go on CoinMarketCap real quick. Are you guys seeing this on CoinGecko or MarketCap? What do you guys like better?
I use a mix of Gecko and Dex tools.
You use a mix of it, yeah. So it's not, okay, so it's not, so BitMax, Poloniex, UOB, Uniswap, MAXC Global, LB Bank, BitGet. Yeah, the volume on BitGet is $3 million. The volume on MEXC Global is $10 million alone. That's pretty solid. That is pretty, pretty solid, guys. Things are looking pretty, pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Perpetual right here. And, $2 million in perpetual. You guys are crazy, whoever's freaking trading perpetual futures on Wojak. The 24-hour trading volume is now $45 million. That's pretty solid. Market cap sitting at $17 million. Wow. Yo, where you guys all at? Where's everyone at? Don't you know, pump it up. Guys, Bitcoin's making a recovery right now. Okay, listen, since no one wants to come up and speak, unless anyone else wants to come up and speak, I'm probably going to have to end this space because it's only Crypto Lord and I, unfortunately. No one else wants to talk. Everyone is shy. No one else wants to contribute. Gate.io is coming. Gate.io is a pretty big exchange too. That would be pretty big.
Then the final piece of the puzzle is Binance.
Oh, Binance. Yeah, I mean, I think in order for Wojak to reach Binance, I think it would be more a volume type of thing. Because Binance, yeah, at the end of the day, they need to see a lot of hype, and they need to see a massive, massive community behind it. Because if there's really no one behind it, they're not really going to, you know, they're not going to add it. The Binance is all about the volume. They need to see like 20, 30 million, $40 million alone coming from Binance only. So that means the overall volume for Wojak has to be like $200 million. I think PayPay is going to get listed on Binance, to be honest, but who knows?
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, I guess we'll have to see.
It's still very young, so again, like we said, throughout this discussion.
100%.
Yeah.
Would you guys think about the other coin I just blew? Chad? Yeah, an aped.
I don't know, aped or... I mean, I've heard of it, but I don't know... I don't know about them.
Chadcoin looks strong.
Chad is strong, bro. I put $200, that should turn into like a K in a day, bro. Crazy.
Still, again, it's still a very young coin as well. It's, again, memeable quality, right? I think it's one of those things as well. It's catching heaps of volume. And again, like you know, we previously discussed, it's all about volume. Once volume starts, they're going to start listing it everywhere as well. I think Chad's going on Huobi as well soon, so it should be a good run.
Sweet.
4 million, wow, market cap $4 million. Is it on any centralized exchanges or?
Not yet. It's just released like 15 hours ago, bro.
Oh, 15 hours ago this was launched?
Yeah. Shit was
Chad. Right
now. It's crazy.
How do I not know the Chad meme? Who the hell is Chad? Oh, Chad, it's that
Chad,
dude?
Bro.
Oh my god. You're out from your Chad meme.
It's you know, it's much more normie friendly, you know, because some people don't know who Wojak is, but everyone knows who Chad is. It's just such a term that you use on everyday words, you know, like.
Oh, that's hilarious, man. Oh my god.
Tweet it out, mate.
What, the Chad coin?
Yeah.
Dude, that would be hilarious, but should I get into this? You guys are giving me FOMO now, man. God damn.
Hey, at least you found a new coin being on this spaces though. There you go, man.
We should make a Chad Pepe coin. Oh my god. Let's see. Total market cap $4.3 million. Holders 2,000. Wow. I mean, I like that they're. I mean, it's not a honeypot. It's a pretty clean contract too. I like it. I think the other one is not. The other one wasn't.
No, they both have great ratings for the contract security. I can see it.
Not Wojak. I'm talking about the other one. The I think aped.
Pepe.
Aped.
Oh, aped. Okay. I don't know about aped.
Aped. I've been in it for a whole day, bro. The gains is crazy.
What about Troll?
Nah, Troll, I ain't looking to that. I've seen it, but...
Nope, no clue.
No. I don't want to just put money into everything, you know? It has to make sense.
That's crazy.
Get in! Mate, like, if you go on the Telegram as well, it's so, like, vibrant. It's lively, you know? And from there, you can have a good idea of, like, what the prize is going to do. Because if people are hyped and they're all engaged as well, give that, like, some time and you have a dev that actually wants to deliver for the project, yeah, you're going to have some fun with the token then.
Yeah, you're right.
they all the same?
You guys only trading on Ethereum or
Ethereum, MEXC? Yeah, we're trading everywhere. I mean, me, at least.
Okay.
I've been using Arbitrum as well. I think it's amazing. I think Arb the token. I think that's going to be a big winner in the next bull run for sure.
Yeah, that's one of my holds too.
They're very efficient, you know. Like, we can obviously see, like, people trying to buy Wojak or, like, even all these other coins on ETH. The gas gets fucking annoying over time, mate, you know. Obviously, but, you know, with their upgrades in the future, the gas prices will be taken care of. But Arbitrum's already there now. The solution's pumping. Literally, it's about an accumulation game right now while BTC pumps. So...
You guys in Render is doing well. Render token.
Not, what do they do?
It's like a graphics. Look it up. It's like for... Just search it. Render token right now. You'll see.
Yeah, I know the token. I was like leverage trading it yesterday. But I don't really know the fundamentals behind it.
Okay. So basically, I have like cloud computers all around the world, and like for people with like YouTubers or even gamers, if they have like big content that they're trying to render stuff on. So, for example, Premiere Pro, Sony Vegas, etc. They can use that because it uses less CPU and stuff.
Oh, that's you know, content is the next. It's the next theme. You know, it's already started. Like you can see like how much money all these YouTubers have been making, like all the big ones, like, man, they're going to be worth like 100, 200 million in the next 10, 15 years because they're going to keep getting more promotion, more views. And it's going to be content's going to be just like an everyday thing as well for everyone. But yeah, that probably solves a really good utility that's going to be needed in the future. What do you guys think about the XRP lawsuit and what that's going to result in soon?
Soon as the winner of eyes are watching that as well. It's crazy.
Yeah, they have to. We need it, man. We need that break.
Bro.
I think they'll win too, honestly. That's going to be very bullish for crypto if they do. All right, people. Wow, massive buy right now. $35,000.
Let's go.
That's crazy. Holy crap. Wow.
I'm looking at a coin right now called Cuck. CUCK. Apparently, the developer is from Pepe too.
The meme names is just funny. It happens every cycle. But the funny thing is, as well, they pump crazy. You know, like
for real.
Oh my god, the market cap is 165,000.
That's mad.
That's a silent mooner. Jeez, even if that goes like to 2 or 3 million, that's a great win there.
It just launched 2 hours ago.
Yeah. Their contract seems pretty clean too.
Apparently the developer's wallet is Pepe's. So the developer from Pepe is launching this coin as well.
No way.
Yeah, I'm aping this right now, mate. Let's fucking go.
You're buying?
Of course, mate. You know what they say in crypto, right? Buy first, question later, mate. You know?
Oh, my God.
For real.
What are the gas fees right now?
Yeah, I'm just having a look at this contract. The ownership is not renounced yet. I think that's a bit of a red flag, in my opinion. It also says that there's a wallet. The creator wallet has a lot of the liquidity. So there could be a chance that he could rug pull as well. But if it's actually Pepe's developer as well, then probably not. Then it might be worth a little bit of a specky bet. But I'm not too sure right now.
Could be a good bet, but just don't put your life savings in it, you know?
Yeah, that is what it is, right? You know, like, even like if you put like $200 and you get like a 20x, mate, you know, like those yeah. wins will act. So, I think Chad looks like a great play here, to be honest. The risk reward is just perfect here.
Alam mo yung hinihintay ko, Ben? Hunter, Hunter, Hunter. Saan? Oh, ayaw mo? Ayaw mo. Hmm. Minor, S minor. Ay, ay, hain po. Pero hindi ko kasi wala niya ako. Pwede. Guys. Siyempre, batayin mo, batayin mo lang. Batayin mo, batayin mo. Mag-iayin natin, pero mag-iayin natin. Basong-basa ko mo. Maglagay ka dito, pero maglagay ka dito. Ibibit ko ito pala para minada tayo. Ibibit
I'm not even about 50 seconds.